one spirits. It didn't seem to bother anyone around here. We had lots. It's been great, hasn't it? We had just a little rain on Friday, but I don't think it dampened anyone's spirits. It didn't seem to bother anyone around here. We had lots of school kids, lots of adults. And we've had some real fine music happening at this stage and elsewhere in the park. We're going to start off this morning with some gospel, followed by very fine blues yesterday. How many of you caught John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, either here at the main stage? We've just had some excellent, excellent performances. And we're going to start off this morning with a gospel group. Let me grab my... notes here. I just wanted to give you a little background. Myron and Frida Carter are from White Springs. And this is Myron over here, and I'm also from White Springs, so it's wonderful to see our own friends and people here within our community being showcased here at the Folk Festival. And I want you to give them a real hearty welcome, because they're going to give us our Sunday morning gospel, which will get us started right for the day, for this day at the Folk Festival. This, give them a warm welcome of applause.
I'd like to say good morning to everybody. We're going to start off with a song we hope you enjoy. An open media song. Kind of get our voices loosened up a little bit. A song to say, let everybody say amen. Say amen. That's a song that I think everybody should know. There's no harm in saying amen. We're going to move on and sing another song we hope we enjoy. A song to say, I want to go where Jesus is. I don't know about you, but I want to go where Jesus is. Thank you. got a father. Oh, a sister over there. Jesus is. Do you want to go this morning? I said, do you want to go this morning over there where Jesus is?
Yeah, yeah.
Won't God make a way for you?
Yeah.
when it seemed like a way that everybody turned their backs on you, but God, he will make a way for you. That's the reason why I feel like praising him this morning. I feel like praising him. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, I feel like praising, praising him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising him. Oh, I praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, praising, praising him. I'm gonna praising him. Getting a little hoarse, but I believe the Lord will make a way. God shall wipe away all the tears from your eyes.
Love.
God shall wipe all of your tears away. How many of you have had some people to talk about you? I have people, they talk about me all the time. But you know what? I don't let that bother me. Because as long as I know that I got to seek in God's kingdom, that's all right. Kind of hoes, but I'm gonna make out. You know, as long as you do your best, that's what counts. I'm bound for Mount Zion, way out on the hill. And if anybody make it, surely I will.
Thank you.
bound for Mount Zion, way out on the hill. I'm so satisfied. So satisfied. Are you enjoying yourself this morning? I'll go if I have to go by myself. I will go if I have to go by myself. I will go if I have to go by myself. Yeah. fall by faith. By faith. You know, most of the time, when a person died, they got a whole heap of flowers. Put all around the casket, food and stuff. But I don't want all that. But the work that I've done, I want to speak for me. Thank you.
be for me. The works that I done,
the works I've done
seem so small. Sometimes it seems like,
sometimes it seems like
nothing at all. But when my work out here is done, I could hear him say, well done. May the work that I done speak for me.
My Lord, did I say that one more time? May the work that I done speak.
Thank you.
You know, every community has wonderful traditions, and this is part of our White Springs community traditions. Let's look, give them another big hand. One of the things that's so nice about the Florida Folk Festival is we have the opportunity to experience a lot of different traditions. Florida's a rich state. We've got so many different types and groups of people living here. So we've got not only family traditions, but community and regional traditions, as well as ethnic and native cultures and wonderful traditions found in many different ways. And of course, this folk life area is dedicated to the Afro-American and Anglo-Celtic traditions. And it's been a very exciting 3 days here with the stage showcasing some of those fine traditions. And then behind me, I just like to remind you that we have the Highland Games going on. We've got traditions being demonstrated in the tents directly behind me there by the tower. How many of you have seen the Border Collie demonstration with the Border Collies demonstrating herding techniques with sheep and geese? Very, very exciting. And then directly in front of me is the Foodways tent. Over there you'll see Scottish shortbread and Irish soda bread making being demonstrated with recipes. If you haven't tried the shortbread, walk over later today and try that. While we're setting up for the shape note singing, I'd just like to say thanks to the Department of Natural Resources and the Florida Park Service for their cooperation with the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs in putting on the annual Florida Folk Festival. Let's give them a big round of thanks because they've done an excellent, excellent job. You know, this is our 39th annual. And every year we get bigger and better. And some of you may have been here for the very first years of the Folk Festival. I'd just like to give you a tiny bit of history. The very first Folk Festival in those early years was down by the old marble stage. Okay, so it's all there. The foods, the craft demonstrations, the music. And I see a couple of heads nodding who remember that. We just had bleachers, didn't we? Couple rows of bleachers, but you know, it was just as wonderful then as it is today. And I think what we've found here is a sense of family, a sense of community, and it's a reunion for a lot of us. And for those of you who are new to the Folk Festival, I see lots of people nodding and saying they're going to come back and make this their annual experience and their annual family reunion too. Now, coming up next, we have a tradition called shape note singing. And Mr. Robert Dixon is from Naples, Florida. He's been a shape note singer for many, many years, and you have a special treat this morning because not only is he going to demonstrate shape note singing, but he's going to do some teaching. So all of us here want to encourage you to stay. We have a wonderful opportunity to learn not only something about this tradition, but to participate in it. Let's welcome Mr. Robert Dixon.
Thank you. I want everybody who thinks they sing soprano right over here. And those who think they sing alto next to them in this area, and some tenors in here, and you think you're a tenor, and bass don't. We'll pass the rest of it. You don't know what you are, we'll put you in one place. In other words, the men are going over here, and the ladies over here. Okay. Tenors sort of in this area, and bass over on that area. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you sing, just drop down there with the females or the males. We'll get it going. I tell you, that's not erasing so good. I don't want to turn it around. There's not so much to erase on the other side. All right. Well, that's a little cleaner on this side. That's not erasing on the other side too well. All right, how many of you know shape notes? Any of you know shape notes? All right. You're going to know something about it before I finish here today. I hope. There are two systems of shape note singing that have been prevalent in America. One is called the fa sol la singing. We're not going to do that today. The scale goes fa sol la mi fa. Have two fas, two las, and so forth in the scale. Fa sol la mi fa. Well, it's a little confusing. To be doubling the syllable at a different pitch. I'll show you how that went up. We kind of keep everything in the key of C today. Fa, so, la, fa, so, la, mi, and fa. Now this is a little confusing. You have to know at what place you are on the staff with that, see. Fa, fa, so, la, mi, fa. And that's about all I'll say about that. It's still used as a novelty, especially up in Alabama. Anybody from around Haleyville, Alabama, that area? Up in Georgia some, a group at St. Joseph, Tennessee, they have used to have a 10-day singing where people just camped out at St. Joseph and sang all day and all night. And this is the type of thing that they use. Baptist churches, early colonial Baptist churches used this system. The text, some of them, are rather doleful. Colonial text. You might want to look through that book. Broadman Press copied the Sacred Harp. Have you heard of the Sacred Harp? This is it. It gives you music lessons right in the front, and then it gives you the text. As that goes around, you might want to read some of the text. Quite ancient. All right, the system we're going to talk about today, we'll use the movable do system. it in the sea. Dough, shaped like a triangle. Red, like a washcloth. Me, like a diamond. This is fa. So is what looks like a round note, like the others. La. T. And we come up here to our eighth note, another do. You have to have a stick to do this. This is to rap those that don't sing. Okay, here we go. Let's sing. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now somewhere you heard that, in school or somewhere. Do, a deer, a female deer, re. Okay, that's a takeoff on a scale with this, see? Sing again. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now, if I had it the key of F or key of E, four sharps or five sharps, the key of B or five flats, the key of D flat, you would sing all the same. That's the beauty of this system. You don't have to know what key you're in. If you can sing in one key, you sing in all keys. Of course, these will be at different spots on the staff. But if you sing in one key with shape notes, you sing in all keys. Okay, sing again. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, sol, mi, do. Be brave. I'm not going to charge you anything if you miss it, okay? Come on. Do, mi, sol, do, sol, mi, do, re, fa, la, fa, re, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Okay, let's do a little something up here now. Any questions so far on that? No, no question? Good. I'll be passing some books around here. Shape notebook so you can look at them. This is a new one. You find some gaiter songs and others in these two. The main companies for printing these in the old days were the Bond Company, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, Tennessee Music Company, Tennessee Music and Printing Company, Cleveland, Tennessee, which still prints this extensively. That's a Church of God school in Cleveland, Tennessee. And the Stamps Baxter Company, which is a part of Zondervan now from Nashville, Tennessee. There are other small ones, but those were the three largest companies. Okay, let's see if we can write a little up here. Your hymnal, you pick up the hymnal, it's going to look something like this. Two staffs. Here are a couple more so we can move them around. This is an oldie. I believe that's a Church of God book. This is an old Stamps book. Just pass them around and look at them. I want to collect them back later. Okay, we call that a staff. And the two together with two staffs. This is the treble, and this is the bass staff. Now, as you pick up the hymnal, the sopranos sing the top note up here. They sing the top. Under them will be the alto. Somewhere in here will be the tenor, and of course the bass is the lowest. Let me see. Let's start off here in the key of C. Do, do, fa. All right, let's hear some men sing on this. This is do, fa, do, so do. Here we go. Do. In theory, we're going to have a one chord. We call that the one chord, which would be a C, E, G chord. This would be the four chord, which would be an F chord, and an F, A, C chord. So this is a four chord. We'll come back to the one chord. This is the five chord. And we're back to the one chord. This will be a G,